Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Brachas Daf Chavtes, where I'm Chavches Amar Beis, two lines from the bottom, says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in the Braisa, Shimon HaPekuli, Shimon the cotton merchant. His dear Yudches Brachos Lefnei Rav Gamliel, he arranged the 18 Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Apparently they used to daven Shemoneh Esrei, but they didn't have a specific order, specific sequence. Each one did it on their own, as explained by Rabbeinu Yoina. Shimon HaPekuli went ahead and he arranged the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei al HaSeder, according to a specific order. Rashi explains these are the order of the psukim. We have a makar source for a specific order based on psukim, as explained in the Gemara Megillah. So he organized it according to this order, al HaSeder, b'Yavne. This took place in Yavne. Is there anybody here amongst you that has the ability to establish Birchas Hatzdukim, the bracha that is meant to ask Hashem to protect us and to destroy the ones that challenge Torah, challenge our way of life, challenge our Torah Sheba'al Peh, whether it's the Tzdukim, whether it's the Minim, some say it was the Christians. So is anybody able to do so? Any of the Chachamim that are around today able to do so? Apparently, the Mefarshim say that every word in a bracha, in tefillah, needs to be weighed and needs to be considered so that we know that it has the right effect in heaven. So is anybody able to do so, to do this regarding this Birchas Hatzdukim? Amad Shmuel HaKotan V'tikna. His name was Shmuel HaKotan, even though he was a great man. So he got up and he established, he was able to mesaken this bracha, Birchas Haminim. L'shon HaKheres, next year, Shacha, he forgot. They appointed him as the Shlech Tzibur, he was the Chazan, and when he got to the bracha of Birchas Hamashinim, Birchas Haminim, he wasn't able to recall the words. Now the Mefarshim say apparently this wasn't something that was davened all year long. Some say it was because Shmuel HaKatan himself was Teiros Sumnasa, he was exclusively involved in Teir, and he was Potter from Tefillah, so he hadn't davened the entire year. Or some say at that point the Takana, the custom was only for the Tzibur, and he hadn't been a Shliach Tzibur. In any case, he couldn't recall the words of the Birchas Hamashinim. V'hishkev bo shtayim v'shalosh shoyos. See, here's the Chazan standing there, and he's waiting, he's trying to recall the words of the Birchas Hamashinim. Everybody's waiting for him. V'loi he'alu, says the Gemara, did not remove him from being the Chazan. The interesting Lashon v'loi he'alu is because apparently they used to go down. The Teva, the place where the Chazan stood, was at a lower area than the rest of the Tzibur. As it says, Yorid Lifnei HaTeva many times. I once saw a shul that was actually built in this manner, that the floor sloped downwards towards the Chazan. And this is based on the Gemara before that says that one's tefillah should be mimamakim from the depths. So in any case, he couldn't recall the words. Nevertheless, v'loyalu, they did not remove him from being the Chazan. Says the Gemara, my loyalu, why didn't they remove him? V'omar v'yudamarav tov chala brachas kulam. If the Chazan erred, he makes a mistake, and any other brachas, in malnoi, say they do not remove him. However, there's one exception, of brichas hatzdukim malnoi say. Regarding this bracha, if he can't recall the words, we suspect something is amiss and we remove him from being a Chazan. Why? Chayshinon Sheminhu. We suspect perhaps he himself is a heretic Zamin, and therefore he's avoiding the recital of this bracha. Says the Gemara, so why in this case did they not remove Shmuel, since he couldn't proceed to Birchas Haminim? Says the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKotan. Here it's different, because he was the one who established the bracha, the Yutikna. He was the one who established it, therefore there's no suspicion that he is one of the Minim. Says the Gemara, V'nechosh Dil Mahadabay. Nevertheless, we should suspect perhaps he reverted, he changed his mind. Yes, he became a Min or Tztuki, and therefore, although he was the one who established it, but now perhaps he's veered off the proper way, and he's refusing to say this bracha. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Gemiri, I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition, Tavol Av Abisha, one who is righteous, one who is a tzaddik, he cannot turn wicked. Says the Gemara, V'loi, is that so? V'chsiv, U'b'shuv tzaddik mitzid kasli, V'asa Av Avil. When a tzaddik reverts from his righteousness and he does evil, we see even a tzaddik, we're not so sure, even a tzaddik can become a rasha. Says the Gemara, no, that's different. Now, who rasha mi karay? That's speaking about one who initially was a rasha, then he became a tzaddik. In that case, he must make sure, he must be on guard that he doesn't revert to his original ways. But Avot Tzadik Mikar Eloi, if one was a Tzadik initially from the start, there's no concern that he will go off and he will become a Rasha. So the Gemara, is that so? Is one really assured about his righteousness? V'loi? V'oksvotnan? We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al tamin ba'atzmcha ad yom yoscha. A person should never believe in himself until the day he dies. A person should constantly stand on guard and watch out from the Yetzer Hara, tries to pull him off the right path. So even a person who is a tzaddik, nevertheless, he's not ensured that he will remain that way for the rest of his life. As the Gemara continues, Sharei Yoichanan Kain Gadol Shimish BeKuhuna Gadola Shmoinim Shana. Here we have a Kain Gadol, Yoichanan Gadol, who served in Kuhuna Gadol, who was a Kain Gadol for 80 years. What happened at the end? Uba Soif Nasa Tzaduki. He became a Tzaduki. He went off. He veered off. So we see it's not guaranteed. So how can you make this absolute assumption that a tzaddik miyikarei, one who is a tzaddik from the get go, is insured? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hu Yanai, Hu Yoichanan. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was actually a Rasha miyikarei. He was the same Yanai who killed the Chachmi Yisrael. So he started off a Rasha, then he became a tzaddik. So in that case, certainly there is a chash, there is a concern that he will revert to his original path. So that's why it happened by Yoichanan. However, a tzaddik miyikarei who is indeed a tzaddik from day one, by him there's no concern. Therefore, Shmuel HaKatan, since he was a tzaddik miyikarei, we had no concern about him. Rav Amar, no, Yanai Lechud, Yoichanan Lechud. They were two separate people. Yanai was a Rasha miyikarei. He started off as a Rasha, he killed the Chacham Yisrael. Then he repented, he went on the right path. However, Yoichanan, tzaddik miyikarei. Yoichanan, this Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was indeed a tzaddik miyikarei. So Abaye and Rav disagree as regarding the identity of Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. According to Abaye, he was Yanai. He was a Rasha, became a tzaddik, and then reverted back to his old ways. According to Rava, there's no relation between the two men. There was Yanai, who was a Rasha Mikore, and then perhaps the Tshuva. And Yoichanan was actually a tzaddik Mikore. Says the Gemara, Nichal Abaye. Okay, so this works well. According to Abaye, we see from Abaye that a tzaddik Mikore, a person who was initially a tzaddik, certainly won't go off. There's no concern about him becoming a Rasha. So therefore, this explains why, regarding Shmuel Katan, we weren't concerned that he veered off since he was a tzaddik mikore. Ela l'Rava kasha. According to Rava, we see that, according to Rava, Yanai l'chud v'yoichan l'chud. Yoichan was a tzaddik mikore. Nevertheless, we see that he became a tzduki. So we see that even a tzaddik mikore can veer off. Says the Gemara, you're right. Omelach Rava, tzaddik mikore, namodim hadarbe. This concern about veering off the proper path is applicable even to a tzaddik mikore, as we see by Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. Therefore, in the case of one who is davening and he has difficulty reciting Birchas Haminim, Malshinim, even if it's tzaddik mikore, we are concerned perhaps he became a tzduki. Says Gemara, so back to square one. What happened to Shmuel HaKatan? Yochai Ma'ilei school. So why didn't they remove Shmuel HaKatan from being the Shliach Tzibur, although he was a tzaddik mikore, which according to Abaye, a tzaddik mikore can't veer off, but however, according to Rava, even a tzaddik mikore, there's a concern that he might go off the path, and he might have become a tzduki. So in this case of Shmuel HaKatan, why weren't we concerned? It says the Gemara, Shani Shmuel HaKatan, here it's different, the Aschaba, since he began, he started saying the words of the bracha. In that case, it is different. It is indicative of his consenting to the bracha. He just simply had a difficulty carrying through. The Amar Vidam Arab Vitema Rishon Levi. Some say it was Rishon Levi, which states the following halacha leishanu. This is only said. This halacha that a shteich tzibur gets to birchas ha malshinim and can't proceed. We remove him from his post. This is only elish lehischaba if he hasn't begun the bracha. Aval hischaba goimra. However, if he begins the bracha and we see that he's attempting to say the bracha goimra, certainly we allow him. We wait patiently and we don't remove him. We let him finish the bracha. So, in conclusion, according to Abaye, what was the reason why they did not remove Shmuel HaKatan? The reason is because he was a tzaddik miyikarei, he was a tzaddik from the beginning, he was an initial tzaddik, and therefore there was no concern that he became a min, he became a tzduki. According to Rava, the reasons are different reasons, because he was hischalba, he began, he attempted to make the bracha, he started, and therefore there is no concern that he is rejecting the bracha. Continues the Gemara. So we have a correspondence to the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. They correspond to the 18 askoris, Hashem's name mentioned in Tehillim Chavtes. They correspond to the vertebrae. They correspond to the names of Hashem mentioned in Shema. What about the rest of the year? Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei of the rest of the year. Says the Gemara, Hani Shavah de Shabbata Keneged Mi. We know that a Shavah Shemoneh Esrei consists of 7 brachos. What does that correspond to? Omar Chalafta Ben Shol Keneged Shiva Koilos Shamar David Alamai. They correspond to the 7 times that David HaMelech mentions the word Koil, voice, in the Perek Tehillim Kol Hashem Alamayim, which is Tehillim Chavtes. Hani Teshad Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. What about the 9 brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah? What does that correspond to? Amar Yitzchak ben Kantignoin, Keneg Tisha Askoris, Shamar Chana Betfilah, they correspond to 9 times that Chana mentions Hashem's name in her Tefillah. And we know that many halachas of Tefillah are derived from Chana's Tefillah, therefore it's very fitting that we connect the two. And why specifically the Rosh Hashanah Tefillah, says the word Amar Mar, we learned Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sarah, Rachel, Vachana, these 3, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, were remembered on Rosh Hashanah to be Zeichah, to merit to have children that year, therefore it's fitting that we link the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah to Chana. Finally, says the Gemara, Hani Esrim va'arba d'tanisa connected me. What about the 24 brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei of a fast day? What does that correspond to? Amar Chelbei connected Chavdal v'nanis, the 24 tefillahs, song, prayer, pleading, the different types of terms that we find the Shamar Shlomo b'Shal Shechnes Aron Beis Kadosh Hakadosh, we find that Shlomo Melch recited when he attempted to bring the Aron into the Kadosh Hakadoshim, the new Beis Hamikdash, the doors closed up and they didn't allow him to bring the Aron in. He had to daven 24 different types of tefillahs to be zeicher to bring the Aron into the Beis Kadosh Hakadoshim. So this is fitting for Yom Hatanis, says the Gemara. Yachi, kol yomim naminim rinu. Let us say it every day if it's so special. Why dafka na yom atanis? Says the Gemara, Amos amrinu shloime. When did Shloime Melech recite these 24 ananites b'yom adurachmi on a day that he required special rachmana, special mercy? Ananami as tu b'yom adurachmi amrinu. We also say it on a fast day when we require special mercy. So in conclusion, the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to various things. The brachos of the weekdays, the 19 brachos, correspond to the askores, to the chulios. The brachos of Shabbos, the 7 brachos, correspond to the 7 koilos. The Rosh Hashanah brachos, the 9 brachos, correspond to the 9 askores of Chana. Finally, 24 brachos and atainis correspond to the 24 rinonos of Shlomo HaMelech. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shua ima me'en Shemoneh Esrei. One davens merely me'en Shemoneh Esrei, an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. So says, well, what does this mean? Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. What does this mean that one is meant to daven only Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei? Rav Omar, Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. We take a bit from each bracha. We abridge the bracha, as Rabbi Nina says, we begin and we end the bracha, the opening and the conclusion of every bracha without the middle. That is Rav Shita. Shmuel Amar, what does it mean? Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. It is a new type of bracha. It is an abridged Shemoneh Esrei. We take the first 3 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. We take the final 3 brachos Shemoneh Esrei, but we skip the entire middle and we abridge it. We shorten it into one bracha called Havinenu, and we make reference within this short text to every bracha of the middle brachas, as we will see. Shmuel Amar, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Das Rochecha. Help us understand your ways. This corresponds to Atachoinen, when we request Hashem, we have a tefillah for wisdom. Umoyles Lovenu Lirasecha. And should circumcise, should be moil, should cleanse our heart to fear you. So this corresponds to Hashiveinu Avinu Sarisecha. Continues the Gemara V'sislach Lanu. You should forgive us. This corresponds to Slach Lanu. Liyez Geulam, that we should be redeemed. This corresponds to Re'inu Vanyenu. V'rachkeinu Machaveinu, distance us from hurt, from pain, from sickness. This corresponds to Rafa'inu. V'dashneinu B'nai Sarisecha. You should fan us with the pasture of your land. This corresponds to Baruch Aleinu. Continues the Gemara, for Tzeinu Ma'arba Tekavitz, you should gather out dispersed from all the 4 corners. This corresponds to Tekavitz Shofar. V'atoyim al da'at chayishafetu, those judges who err in their judgments, you should inspire them to have the clarity and to judge according to your will. This corresponds to Hashiva Shefteinu. V'al Rishayim Tanuf Yadecha, you should raise your hands against the wicked people. This corresponds to V'lam Al-Shinim. V'yismuchu Tzadikim, Bevinya Nirecha, the tzaddikim should rejoice in the building of your city. This corresponds to al tzaddikim uvesikin echalecha. This is v'lishlaim ircha. Perhaps v'binin recha uvesikin echalecha. Both are v'lishlaim ircha. They should rejoice in the sprouting forth of the pride of your servant David. This corresponds to Esamach David, and to the setting of the lamp, of the light for Ben Yisham Shechach Mashiach. So this is all a compilation of the brachas and mitzayis, and we bridge them into, we shorten them into one small bracha. Continues the Gemara. What is the conclusion of this? Havineinu Terem Nikra Atasana. Even before we call to you, you should respond to us. You should know our needs and respond to our needs. And we conclude with the Chasima of Baruch Ata Hashem Shemeya Tefillah. Continues the Gemara. Light Alei Abaye. Abaye condemned. Didn't like Amanda Masne Havineinu, one who resorts to this shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei, since he's skipping over and he's missing out a lot of the Shemoneh Esrei. Amar of Nachman Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kulam is followed by Havineinu. The entire year, one may daven Havineinu if he needs to, except Chutz Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov. Except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, b'pnei shetzorach leimah havdala b'chayin hadas. Why is Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov different? Since that requires havdala, which means the Atochan Antona prayer that we insert into the fourth bracha Shemoneh Esrei Achayin Hadas. Since Havineinu doesn't include reference to Havdalah, to the separation of Shabbos and separation of Yom Tov from weekday, so therefore on a Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, even when one is ordinarily allowed to daven Havineinu, he may not do so on these times since he won't be able to recite the Havdalah. Says, well, what's the problem? Let's insert something regarding Havdalah into Havineinu. Maskel Rav Shmo, v'neimer bracha reviyah shnei atzma. Let us insert, let us say, not into Havineinu, but let us make a bracha reviyah. Let us designate a separate bracha for Atochen Antonu. Fine, you can, for some reason you can't insert into Havineinu. Let him go ahead and make a separate bracha of Atochen Antonu. This will be for Havdalah. Let this be the fourth bracha, meaning he begins with the three brachas, Avos, Gvuros, Kedushos, then he will say the fourth bracha, which is Atochen Antonu, and then move on to Havineinu. Don't we find such a shita? Milo Isnan, Rekiba Omer Bracha Revis Neatzmar. Rekiba holds that ordinarily Atochen Antonu is not inserted into Atochen as we do today, but rather we designate for a special bracha. It is Bracha Revis. First we say Avais, Gvurais, and then Kedushas Hashem, Atochadish, and then comes the fourth bracha of Atochen Antonu. That's the shita of Rekiba. So the Gemara asks, just like Rekiba holds that on a regular Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, we make it into a separate bracha. Here too, let us make Atochen Antonu into a separate bracha and then move on to Havineinu. Rav Lezer holds that ordinarily we insert Atochen Antonu into Brachas Hadar into Moedim. Okay, so this is the Machlekes in Rekiva and Rav Lezer. Where does one recite Atochen Antonu? But why is this not a good idea, a good solution for Havineinu as well? Let us recite it as a separate bracha. Says the Gemara, Atu Kol Hashana Kula Mi'avdin Rekiva Kiva. Entire year, do we then follow this opinion of Akiva, where we designate a separate bracha for Atochen Antonu? We don't do that. Da'asha naminavid, that we should follow according to the shita now as well? We don't do that. Kol Hashon Nekula, my time, Malay, Avdin, and Akiva. The entire year, we don't follow Akiva's opinion. We don't make Atochen Antonu into a separate bracha. Why? Tani Sri Tikkun, because the Rabbanan established, they were masakin 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Tishri Lo Tikkun, they didn't establish the 19th. Meaning, we can't just add another bracha. This is obviously we're talking about before Rahman Shinim. Meaning that there are 18 brachas, standard brachas, we're not meant to add another bracha on our own. Hachanami here too, Sheva Tikkun, Tamri Le Tikkun, regarding Havineinu. When one resorts to davening in the Havineinu format, that is a tefillah of 7 brachas. The 3 first, the 3 last, and the Havineinu, which is the middle one. This is a takana of 7 brachas. A 7 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Perhaps this is corresponding to the Shabbos tefillah, which also has 7 brachas. But in any case, the Chacham set a set number. You can't just add. Sheva Tikkun, Tamni Lo Tikkun. Therefore, that is not a solution. Therefore, in conclusion, on Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, one needs to recite Havdalah. There's no solution. Havineinu doesn't include a reference to Shabbos and Yom Tov, to Havdalah. To make a separate bracha, we don't do that. Says the Gemara, Maskelam Razutra. What's the problem? Let's simply insert a few words into Havineinu. Hashem, you should give us wisdom. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu. Hamavda ben Kodesh L'chol. You are the one who separates between Kodesh and Chol. What's the problem? Just insert another couple of words to correspond to Atochen Antonu. Says Gemara Kashi, indeed it is difficult. Says the Gemara, Omar Avibi Barabai. Another halacha regarding Havinenu, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu. The entire year Havinenu is acceptable except for winter time. Chutz Mimoisak Shamim. Why? Because one needs to request for rain in Baruch Aleinu, and that can't be done in Havinenu. Says, well, 1 second, why can't we just insert it? Maskla Mazutra, same kash as he asked before. V'nichlo michlal, v'dashneinu b'noyis hatzecha. When we say those words, v'dashneinu, you should fan us, you should satiate us with noyis hatzecha on the pasture of your land. We should insert v'sein talamatar. These are the words which correspond to Baruch Aleinu, right? So just as we insert v'sein talamatar in Baruch Aleinu, why can't we just include it right here? Says, more usle trudei. If we start confusing and changing the text, people will get confused. Therefore, we don't want to risk that, and we don't want to insert any new words. If so, every Matzah Shabbos, every Matzah Yom Tov, why did the Gemara before say that we can't say Havinenu because of Havdalah? Why can't we say Havdalah? So the Gemara explained, because we can't make it into a separate bracha. We don't pass like Rav Akiva. Says the Gemara, what about the option of putting it into Havinenu? So we remain difficult. The Gemara concluded with a kasha. We had no response. Says the Gemara, why can't we just say the same answer? You know why we can't include in Havinenu? Because because it will confuse people. Why can't we just respond the same way earlier? Why do we have to leave it with a difficulty, with a kasha unresolved? The Gemara asks, why can't we include it? Kasha, we don't know the answer. But we do know an answer. Just as we say here, that we can't just include words, insert words, change around the text because of confusion. So regarding Havdalah as well, why didn't the Gemara use the same answer? Again, says the Gemara, Yachi, if there's a concern for confusion, Havdalah b'chein adas nami, regarding the question of why we don't insert Havdalah into chein adas, nami also the truth, there too there's a concern of confusion. Why can't that be the reason? Says the Gemara, there's a difference. Amri, they said as follows, Hasam by Havdalah, since it's the initial part of davening, it is the beginning of Havinenu, one has the ability, still has the ability to concentrate at that point. Loi mitrid, it won't confuse him. Therefore, that is not a reason not to insert Havdalah right there. Because there's no concern for confusion since it's the beginning of Havinenu. Hacha by us, regarding the prayer, the request for rain, given the asiv emtzitzloisa, since it's in the middle of the davening, matri, the person already doesn't have the same level of concentration, therefore we're concerned for confusion. So in conclusion, why on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov, does one not daven Havinenu? The Gemara says a concern of Havdalah, since he cannot recite Havdalah. What about during the winter? Because he won't be able to request for rain. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? Maskel Rashi, what's the problem with requesting for rain in the winter? V'neimer Shema Tefila, why can't he simply put it at the end of Havinenu, right before Shema Tefila, and that is at the end of his davening? Therefore, there's no concern for confusion. Apparently, when it's only at the end, it won't really mix him up. So why is that not an option? Says the Gemara, Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Asi. As we find a similar halacha regarding an ordinary standard Shemoneh Esrei, that one could insert his tefila of rain into Shema Tefila. Tov le'iska gevurz gesham tchias ha-meisim, one erred, who omitted mentioning gevurz gesham, Hashem's strength of rain, meaning the statement of praise to Hashem, Mashu Baruch Mered Geshem, he omitted that in the bracha tchias ha-meisim, second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Machzirin Rashi needs to go back and start from the beginning. If he's in the middle of the second bracha, we begin from the beginning of the second bracha. If he's already past that, it's start from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So that is ma'akev, that invalidates the tefila. However, she'ela b'rechas Hashanah, if one omits the request for rain, she'ela b'rechas Hashanah, m'sein talamotar, there's a solution. Ein machzir noisai. He doesn't need to go back. Why? He can always make it up in Shemiat Tefila, since that is the bracha which contains requests, and a person may even insert his own personal request in Shemiat Tefila. So that is the appropriate place to recite b'rechas she'elas ha'gshamim, even if it's out of place. However, regarding the Haskar of Gurus Hashem, that is not an option, as the Mefarshim explains, since that is merely a statement of Hashem's praise that doesn't belong in Shema Tefillah, which is a tefillah, a bracha for requests. So again, regarding Mashem Rachman al Geshem, there's no solution. However, regarding the Saint Talmud al Bracha, there's a solution. He could always insert it into Shema Tefillah. Continues the Gemara of Avdol B'chein Adas, Ein Machzir Noisai. Similarly, regarding if one omits Havdalah in Chayin Hadas, he doesn't need to go back, because there's always another option in Shiyachala Imra Lakois, because he can make Havdalah on a cup of wine. So we see in conclusion from here that Sheila's Gesham can always be recited in Shema Tefillah. So why regarding Havinenu is that not a solution? Even during the winter, a person should be able to request for rain at the end of Havinenu, right at the part of Shema Tefillah, just as an ordinary Shemoneh Esrei, a person can recite, can include a request for rain in Shema Tefillah. So what's wrong with saying Havinenu during the winter? So it's more Toshani. Surely, if a person forgets, if he omits, inadvertently leaves out V'sein Talmud Levracha in Baruch Aleinu, certainly can make it up with Shema Tefillah, but for us to go and act initially, to go be Masake in a Tefillah in this manner that the Bracha of Akshamah should take place not in its appropriate place in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, but rather by Shema Tefillah, that we don't do, and therefore, during the winter, one may not recite Havinenu since he cannot mention the tefillah for rain. We won't mention it in the middle by Baruch Aleinu, by the words which correspond to Baruch Aleinu, since that might confuse him. We won't put it at the end, near the words of Shema Tefillah, since that is not l'chatchila. We don't want to enact a takana, a tefillah, with the tefillah out of place. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, we just learned the halacha as follows. Omer of Tanchum Aravasi, Tov leiske gvus gesham tchias ha-mesem, one who omits Masha Baruch Mer Degeshem in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Machzir Noisai needs to go back. Sheila Brichas Hashanim, he leaves out the request for rain in Baruch Aleinu, in Machzir Noisai, he doesn't need to go back. Meshiyachal Oim Shemoneh Tefillah can always make it up in the Tefillah, in the bracha of Shemoneh Tefillah. However, and similarly regarding Havdalah B'chein Hadas, if he leaves out Havdalah, in Machzir Noisai doesn't need to go back. Meshiyachal Oim Ralakoyes, since he can make Havdalah on a Kois. Says the Gemara, is that so that a person who left out the prayer for rain, he can always make it up, doesn't need to go back? One leaves out Gvurz Gesham and Mashavruach in the second Baruch Shemoneh Esrei, Machzir Noisai needs to go back. She'ela Rechaz Hashem, he leaves out She'ela, request for rain in Baruch Aleinu, Machzir Noisai needs to go back there as well. V'avdol B'chein Hadas, in Machzir Noisai, Neshiyach Leim Relakos. So we have a contradiction. We have a Braisa which tells us that even regarding She'ela, She'elas Gesham, the request for rain, if one omits it in Berachas Hashanah, he needs to go back. So this is a stira, a contradiction to the halacha mentioned earlier. It says, Zimmer like Kasha, it's not difficult. Ha-biyachad ha-betzibur. There's a difference between if one davens biyachidus on his own, then he needs to go back. Betzibur, if one davens within a congregation, within a tzibur, then he's not required to daven again. It says, Zimmer, what's the difference? Betzibur, my time eloi, why in a tzibur is not required to go back? Because he can hear. He can listen to the Shleich Tzibur, to the Chazan who recites Shemoneh Esrei again, and it can be Yaitse, he can fulfill his obligation through doing so. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if that's the case, if that's the reason why, if a person omits She'ela Brech Hashanim, he doesn't need to go back, because since he can hear us on the Shleich Tzibur, that is the reasoning of Rav Tanchum Amar Rav's Halacha, Amar Vasi's Halacha, that if one omits She'ela Brech Hashanim, he doesn't need to go back. We're speaking about Betzibur, and he will hear the Shleich Tzibur recital of Shemoneh Esrei, Ihachi, Hai Mepnei Sheyachal Oima V'Shmeiat Tefillah. Why did Rav Tanchum give us a reason of, you know why he doesn't need to go back? Because he can always make it up in Shemoneh Tefillah. That's not the reason. Hai Mepnei Sheyachal Oima V'Shmeiat Tefillah. Is that the reason? Because he can recite, he can always make it up in Shemoneh Tefillah. Mepnei Sheyachal Oima V'Shmeiat Tefillah. He should have told us a different reason. He doesn't need to go back because he can always hear it from Shleich Tzibur. He gave us the wrong reason. So you can't say that Rav Tanchum's halacha is speaking about the circumstances of one is davening mitzibur, and the reason why he doesn't need to go back is because he can hear from the shliach tzibur. That wasn't the reason that he gave. Says Gemara Ella, but rather idi biyachad. Both are speaking about that it's an individual on his own. For like Kasha, it's not difficult. Hoda ad kash koydim shmei tefillah. Rav Tanchum's halacha that doesn't require one to return is speaking about that he reminds himself, he recalls that he missed the she'ela. He missed requesting for rain prior to his arrival at the Bracha of Shemiyat Tefillah. Therefore, he can always make it up at Shemiyat Tefillah. Oh, however, the Braisa, which says that one is required to go back on omission of the Tefillah of Geshamim, is speaking about the Adkar, Basa, Shemiyat Tefillah. He reminds himself after he already recited Shemiyat Tefillah, at that point it's too late, and he needs to go back and daven again. Says the Gemara, Omar of Tanchum Omar of Asi, Omar Shumalevi. To one who errs, who makes a mistake inadvertently, And he did not mention Rosh Chodesh, mention of Rosh Chodesh, this is what we say, Yal V'Yavoy. He didn't say it, he left it out of Avoida, of Ritzei, which is the bracha called Avoida, discusses the service of the Yidden, the Tefillah and the Karbonis. So one omits Yal V'Yavoy, Chayzul Avoida needs to go back to Avoida, to the bracha of Ritzei. Nisgar Avoida, he's already in the middle of the Birchas Moedim, and he reminds himself that he left out Yal V'Yavoy, Chayzul Avoida needs to go back to Ritzei. V'Sim Sholem, he's already in Sim Sholem, Chayzul Avoida needs to go back to Ritzei. But he's already so far that he's already finished davening. Chayzel l'roish needs to start from the beginning of Shemini Esrei. Amar Papa, Breda Rachmar Adam, Hoda Amar and Sim Chayzel l'roish. This that you just told us, that if one completes Shemini Esrei and he recalls that he left out the Yalav Yova, he needs to go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei. That's only like Amar, and that is only said Ella Sha'aka Raglov, that he uprooted his feet. He finished Shemini Esrei. Not only did he finish saying the words, but he already stepped away. He already uprooted his feet. That is considered to be a full conclusion. But if he hadn't uprooted his feet yet, he hadn't stepped away, Chayzul Avoida is still considered to be davening. He's still considered to be in the middle of his prayer, and he need not go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei, but rather just to Ritzei. Amar Lei. So they told him. So Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Tarchum, Rav Asi, responds to Rav Papa, Amar Lei, Menolacha. How do you know this halacha? This differentiation between Eikar Raglav and not Eikar Raglav, perhaps once he finished the words of Shemini Esrei, even if he's still standing in his place, he's finished, he's done. Why do you say it depends on uprooting the feet? Amar Lei, Me'abba Mori Shmi'ali. I heard of my father, Baba Mori, Me'rav. So we have a solid source from Rav to this halacha, that it all depends on akiras raglaim, on uprooting of the feet. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Nachmar Yitzchak. Hod Amar and Eikar Raglav Chayzul Roish. This that you just told us. That if one uproots his feet, is Eikar Raglav. He needs to go back to the beginning. The akiras raglaim is considered to be a completion of Shemini Esrei. He went away from his makam tefil. He uprooted himself from his makam. His Shemini Esrei is finished. That is only provided he's not accustomed to adding divrei tachnunim, words of plea, after his tefillah. Like for instance what we say today, so these are tachnunim after the completion of the 19 brachas Shemini Esrei. So if one is not accustomed to saying tachnunim, so in that case, when he completed Shemini Esrei and he was Eikar Raglav, it's a full completion, he needs to go back to the beginning of his tefillah. One who is accustomed to saying tachnunim, words of supplication, after his tefillah, then even if he was Eikar Raglav, he uprooted his feet, nevertheless, since he's still in the process of davening, he's still saying tachnunim, therefore, even Akeres Raglayim doesn't denote a completion, and he merely needs to go back to Ritzei. So he's being makel, he's taking the lenient view that Akiras Raglayim on its own is not a determinant. The determinant factor is whether or not he's going to say Tachnunim. If he's Eikar Raglav, but he's still going to say Tachnunim, that's okay. If he's not going to say Tachnunim, then that is considered to be a completion, since he was Eikar Raglav. Ikad Amri, there's a more stringent view as follows. This that we said, when one hasn't uprooted his feet, he merely goes back Lavoida, because since he's still standing in the makam tefillah, it is as though he's still in the middle of the process of davening. That is only le'a moron, that is provided shel'rogalem tachnunim achat tefillasa. He's an individual who is accustomed to saying words of tachnunim after his tefillah. Therefore, since he's still going to daven, he's still in the midst of his prayer. So, it's not considered to be completed. Aval, however, aim ainer rogalem tachnunim achat tefillasa, one who doesn't have the minhag, doesn't have the custom to recite tachnunim after his tefillah, choyzel roish, then he needs to go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei, even if he has not been Eikar Raglav. So he's taking a chumrah view, a stringent approach, that if it depends on tachnunim, even if a person was lo Eikar Raglav, he's still standing in his place, but he has completed the wording, the words of Shemini Esrei, that is sufficient to could be considered to be a completion, a full completion, and needs to go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei. However, if a person is still about to continue with Tachnunim, he's still considered to be in the middle of Shemini Esrei and does not need to go back to the beginning. So in conclusion, we have two shittas in the Gemara. The first shitta is Mekel, is saying to us that even when a person is Eikar Raglav, has uprooted his feet, Nevertheless, since he has a mind still to add tachnunim, he's still considered to be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The second version of the Gemara was l'chumra, a stringent view that even prior to uprooting one's feet, it depends if he has a mind to say tachnunim. If he has in mind, if he has intention to resume with tachnunim, in that case, he's considered to be Mel Shemoneh Esrei. But if he's completed Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't intend to add words of supplication, even if he has not yet uprooted his feet, it's considered to be a complete Shemoneh Esrei. And at this point, if he recalls that he has forgotten Yal V'Yavai, he needs to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Reb Leza Omer, Ha'isit Tfilah Se Kva. If one makes his tefillah kva, a fixed thing, says the Mishnah, Ain Tfilah Se Tachnunim, his tefillah is not accepted as a tachnunim, as a supplication. Says the Gemara, my kva, what exactly is the definition of kva, fixed? We have several pshatim in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, four explanations. Number one, Omar V'yakar Idem Rav Yosha, Kol She Tfilah Se Doimel K'masoy. His prayer is viewed by him like a masid, like a load, like a chore that he merely needs to complete. He has a negative attitude, to a burdensome attitude towards his davening. That is called tefillah sekva. Person must approach tefillah as a privilege, something to look forward to, not something that he needs to merely get over with. For Rabbanon Amri, another pshat is kol mi she'eino imra b'loshen tachnunim. We look at the style of his tefillah. Are you reciting the tefillah in a lashon tachnunim, in a pleading tone? That is considered to be tachnunim. Tefillah se tachnunim. But if one merely recites the words without that additional tachnunim tone of voice, tachnunim factor, that is not the preferred way of davening. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yosef Zalman Tavayu. What is the meaning of kva? Kol sheniyachal lechadosh badavar. If one doesn't have the clarity and the concentration, the presence of mind during his tefillah, to be able to mechadish, to add a personal prayer into today's tefillah that he didn't have yesterday. Every day one is meant to exude forth a personal connection to Hashem, a personal tefillah. If he's not able to do that, if his level of clarity is not up to that point, that is considered tefillah say kva. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, Ano yachil nechdusha b'melsa. I'm able to do that. I'm able to add a personal prayer. Umustafino, however, I'm concerned, Dilma matridna, that this will confuse me. I won't be able to pick up where I left off once I start inserting my own tefillahs. So the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean? If this is a condition, if tefillahs kva is one that doesn't have a chiddush, so according to this pshat, Rav Zeira's tefillah, which didn't include any chiddush, was a tefillahs kva. Says the Machzah Shekel, no, the Gemara never meant that one is required to actually insert a tefillah every day, a personal chiddush. The Gemara merely meant, kol sheyachol, sheyne yachol lechadosh badavar. If one is not able to, meaning that one needs to have the ability, the clarity, the approach to tefillah should be with the concentration, with the kavana, that one is able to feel like he could add his own personal prayer, he wants to. So even if it so happens that he doesn't do so for various reasons, whether it's because he's concerned that it might confuse him, that's okay, because his tefillah has the right nature, the right property. Continues the Gemara. One more pshat in kva, Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, Da'amit Havayu. What is the meaning of kva fixed? Kol she'ein mespalim dimdum mechama. He doesn't daven at the appropriate time. Dimdum mechama means with the redness of the sun. As Rashi explains, in the beginning of the day when the sun begins to rise, that is the most appropriate time for shacharis. And similarly regarding mincha, right at the end of the day when the sun is setting, so he enwraps the whole day with tefillah, the beginning and the end. That is the best way to daven. So if one seeks to daven the most appropriate time and manner, that is the best way, that is tachnunim. However, if one is not makbe particular regarding the timing of his tefillah, he just davens as it comes without paying heed to these specific, very apropos moments, that is a problem. That's called tefillasai kva, that is not preferred. Continues the Gemara. One of Zayir, Mikra, where do you find the source for this type of timing, the beginning and end of the day? Yeruchim Shamash, they should fare you with the sun, meaning with the rising of the sun. For the Thnei Yerech, they're Dodim, with the front of the moon for generations to come. So one is meant to daven with the sun and the moon, with the beginning and the end of the day. Laitalib Marava in Marav and Israel, they would condemn, they would curse this person, Amanda Matzli in Dindum Mechama, one who delays his mincha up until the end of the day. My time of why Duma Mitzvah Shata, perhaps an emergency will come up, a mishap will arrive, and he had delayed his mincha up to the last moment, and now the emergency will arrive and he will lose his opportunity, won't be able to daven at all. One is not meant to wait till the last moment. So in conclusion, what does it mean? How is it feel? Say kva. We have four explanations. Either miskamasid like a load, or is not veloshin tachnunim, or he's not able to be mechadish badavar, and finally he is not davening in the most appropriate moments and times. One is in a dangerous area, mispalt filat tzara, he's traveling on a dangerous road, he davens a short prayer, b'chol parshas ibur, in all parshas ibur, their needs, Chai Yisrael's needs should be before you. Explain this more. What does it mean, parshas ibur? My parshas ibur, or Rav Chisda Amar Marukva, afilu b'shoa, shatam esmal aleim evra, that you fill yourself with anger, k'ishu ubar, like a pregnant woman. That's what it means, parshas ibur, meaning all explanations. Precious means all the explanations of the word ibur. Evra, anger, and ibur, a pregnant woman. So, b'chol parshas ibur, with all the explanations, the meanings, definition of the word ibur, you are full of evrok, ishu bara, still we ask you, Hashem, yitzor kol tzorcheichem lefaneha, all their needs, kol tzorcheim, all their needs should be before you, you should fulfill the tzrachim of Klal Yisrael. Ikad Amri, some explain as follows, Amar v'chizda, Amar ma'ukva, afilu b'sho shem oyim ma'adir Torah, even if they veer from the path of Torah, Prisha Seibor means they perish, they veer away, and they are over on the Torah. Still, their needs should be before you. You should provide them, Klal Yisrael, whatever they need. Tana Rabban, Hamahalich, one who is traveling, B'makim, G'dudi Chayev, list them in a place that is infested with packs of wild animals and robbers. B'spal Tfilat Tzara, he prays the following short tefillah. Vezet Tfilat Tzara, Rav Lezer Omer, Asei Ritzenech B'Shamayim Yimal, up in heaven, where everything is good and fine, there's no avaris, the malachim don't commit any sins. Over there, you should conduct yourself with your will, which is completely good. Your will, your ratzon in the shemaim is completely good. However, down here, where there's chet, there's sin, we ask of you, v'sein nachas ruach le'reichem v'sachas, you should provide peace of mind to the one who fear you down here in this world, and don't submit them to the control of the beasts, of the robbers, even if they require punishment, you give them the punishment. Don't put them to the hands of the don't trust them into the care of the beasts, of the robbers who have no mercy, have no rachmanis. Rather you give us a kapar, you give us the einish that we need, if you need to do so, you do it with rachmanis. Baruch atah Hashem shamei atfilah. One is meant to daven the following tefillah in a makam sakana. Shema shava samcha Yisrael. Listen to the groan of your nation. Vasei meira v'kashasam. And fulfill their request. Baruch atah Hashem shemei tefillah. Rav Lezer Tzadok Omer. Shema tzacha samcha Yisrael. Listen to the crying of the crying out of your nation. Vasei meira v'kashasam. And fulfill quickly their request. Baruch atah Hashem shemei tefillah. Acher ma'imrim. Others say as follows, Tzorchei Am Chisrael Merubim, their needs are great, are multiple, V'datam Ktzara, however, their mind is short, meaning they don't have the ability to express themselves, to articulate themselves properly. Marshall says, this is very appropriate for a Makam Sakana, where one doesn't have the ability to express himself properly. So this is the entire tefillah, Yiratzom Fanech Hashem Lekenu, Shatite Nechol Echad Bechad Debar Nesasai, provide every person with their sustenance, Chol Gvio Gvio Demachsoir, every body should have what it needs, what it's missing, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, who listens to our tefillah. Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Ke'Acherim, the Halacha follows this last tefillah of Acherim. This is what one is meant to daven in Makam Sakon. Amar Le Eliyol of Yehuda Achva, he was the brother of the Rav Salah Chasida. He gave him the following instructions. Lo Yisirsach, don't get mad, don't get angry, Lo Yisechti, and don't come to sin. Anger makes a person lose his bearings and leads a person to sin. Be careful. Watch yourself from getting angry and you will ensure that you do not come to chet. Number two, he told them, lay silver, don't get intoxicated, don't get shikr, lay sechti, and you will not come to sin. Ukshat yoytze, the third thing he told them was, when you are embarking, when you're going on a trip, he malach b'konech would say, you take leave from Hashem, and then leave on your trip. Mayi malach b'konech would say, what does it mean to take leave from Hashem, and to take a device from Hashem, permission from Hashem, what does that mean? This is a special tefillah which was enacted for one who was traveling. And as the more will continue, he must daven this tefillah of the road, the traveling. My tefillah saderech, what is the text of tefillah saderech? Says the Gemara, Yiratzom Fanech, it should be a will, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokai, Shetelechenu L'Shalom, you should lead me to peace. Shetzedenu L'Shalom, you should make my steps steps of peace. Tismachenu Shalom, you should support me to peace. Vitzatzileni, and save me mekaf. Kol oyev oyra, from the control, from the hands of all the enemies, v'oyrech, all the ambushes, v'derech, that are found on the way. V'tishlach bracha, masi yodai, there should be a blessing, a bracha in my handiwork. I should accomplish what I need to do. V'tishneini, l'chein l'chesed rachma, you should place me with chein chesed rachma, I should find favor, I should find chesed and rachma and mercy be'enecha, in your eyes, u'v'eini kol royai, and all those that see me, baruch atah Hashem, shaymeya, tefillah. This is a special tefillah called Tefillah Saderech, and certainly this is not in place of Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. This is merely an additional tefillah that one is to daven to get special heavenly assistance, Yad Shemaya, when one's traveling. As the Mefarshim say, a derech is a makam sakana, kol drachim b'cheskas sakana. When one's traveling, there's a danger, a concern for sakana. Therefore, this requires a special tefillah, a special rachmanis, that a person should be matzliach, succeed throughout his entire trip.